Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Chav Zayin, Tainus 27a, pagination page 53. We will start by making reference to the Mishnah on the previous page, Chavav Amud Aleph 26a. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek told us that there are three special times, Shlosha Prakim, that have additional tefilos and special Nesias Kapayim, the Birchas Kohanim, on those days. The Mishnah told us on the fourth line of the Mishnah, B'ta'anios, on fast days, B'ma'amados, during the Maimid, which is our topic for today, Uv Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah told us, Elu hein ma'amados, this is the case of ma'amados, lefi she'nemar tzavos b'nei Yisrael es karboni lachmi, Hashem commanded that the karbanos tzibur, the communal karbanos, was a command to the entire Jewish people, and they should be brought from the money of the entire Jewish people, as Rashi says on the Mishnah, she'atamid ba min hashkalim shel kol Yisrael, that the Talmid would come from the donation, from the shekel of the entire Jewish people. And so the Mishnah asks, which is reiterated in our Gemara, V'chi heyach karbano shel adam korei v'hu eina omid al gabov. How could it be that a person's karban is being brought and he's not there? Hiskinu neviyam arishonim. So the early prophets made a legislation, Esrim v'arba'a mishmaros, that there were 24 watches, and these 24 watches included the rotation of the Kohanim, the rotation of the Levim, and it even included a rotation of Yisraelim, of the regular class of Jews, and that group that was designated would represent all the Jews who were attaining the mitzvah, attaining atonement, that whatever the karban was meant to achieve would be done in their presence, so that there was a rotation of Yisraelim, and this is referred to as ma'amados, the people who would stand by the karban, who would be designated to focus on the service that was being done to represent the rest of Klal Yisrael. This Gemara of ours reiterates basically the Mishnah. The Gemara can be found on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, starting from the fourth line, Elu hein ma'amados. You'll see, umatam tiknu ma'amados, and why were they legislated? They were legislated so that the Yisraelim should be there when their karban was brought. Now, these 24 rotations, you'll see on the first wide line of today's daf, Moshe tikin lehem liyisrael shemona mishmaros. Moshe was misakin 8 rotations of Kohanim, 4 from Elazar, 4 from Isamar, but the Gemara continues and tells us that Shmuel and David ended up, based on the number of Kohanim and families that there were, they organized it into groups of 24 rotations. The Gemara tells us on Amud Beis that when they came back to the Beis HaMikdash after the first destruction, when they were coming to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, it's actually the last lines of Amud Aleph, Tan Rabbanon, Arba Mishmaros Alu Min Agola, only 4 definitive families, rotations, came from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael to help rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was Yedaya, and they therefore legislated that even if Yehoyariv, that was formerly a prominent family, a prominent Mishmar, even if they would come back, they would not be granted their prominence. That prominence went to Yedaya, and each one of these four that did come up initially were granted six rotations, so that we still worked with the number 24, but they were representing the missing Mishmaros. And if Yehoyariv would come, so then Yedaya would be reassessed, and they would only have five Mishmaros that they represented, and Yehoyariv could do the Avoda, but they would not do the Avoda with prominence early in the rotation the way they used to be. Tafelo, they would be subservient, so to speak, and the allocations maintained the 24, but they were reallocated in prominence based on who came back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. What did the Ma'amados do? So there were special tefillos that they did, and one of the goals was sheyiskablu beratzon, that the karbanos should be accepted willingly. The Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Beis tells us that they fasted 4 days out of the week. They certainly did not fast Shabbos. And likewise, the way the Rambam words it, they didn't fast Friday or Sunday. The Rambam's reason, the wording that he gives for the reason, is so that they shouldn't enter Shabbos fasting, covered Shabbos, and they shouldn't come out of Shabbos and have to fast immediately, because you're going from oneg litzom, if you did that, from enjoyment, from plenty of eating and festive eating, directly into a fast day is not ideal. And therefore, in the case of Ma'amados, they didn't legislate it like that. Obviously, we could have such a thing as a fast day on a Sunday, and we even have such a thing as a fast day on a Friday. Tisha B'Av could be Sunday. Asara B'Teves could be Friday. But for Ma'amados purposes, they didn't set it up like that, and therefore they fasted the remaining 4 days of the week. And the other thing that they did was Kriyas HaTorah, reading from the Torah in Chumash Bereishis. Rashi tells us on our Amud, Hovil shal iske korban ha'olam omed, since the world stands a result of karbanos, lakach koran anshe maimid be'oreim b'masa Bereishis. Therefore, the anshe maimid would read in Maase Bereishis, in the story of creation, because the korban affirms the creation. The reason for creation was that we could come so holy, become so holy and so great to the point that we could bring karbanos. One more piece that I'd like to share this morning. It's on Amud Beis, counting up from the wide, about 10 lines, we find that Avraham Avinu wondered what would be at a time when karbanos could not be brought. If the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, what would happen? So the Gemara tells us, Amar Lefanav, Avram said, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Teinech, I understand, Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so they'll bring karbanos. And that was one of the reasons for creation, and that will affirm creation, and it'll work everything out. V'zman she'en Beis HaMikdash kayim matehei aleihem, and what's going to be when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing? Omar lo, so Hashem said, Kivar tikanti lohem seder karbanos. I organized the order of karbanos, v'zman she'korim bohem, if they read in them, lefanai, in front of me, ma le'ani aleihem, I consider it ki'ilu hikrivim lefanai, as if they brought those karbanos. We find such a statement that if a person toils in the laws of the karban ola, it's as if he brought a karban ola. We find that there's this concept of the power of reading Torah and studying Torah can effectuate a karban-like impact. The question is exactly to what extent is it creating a carbon-like impact. There's a fascinating Taz commentary to the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Aleph, Sifkaton Zayin, in which the Taz wonders regarding a carbon chatos, a sin offering, can a person recite the words of the carbon in our time, even if he doesn't know if he owes the carbon, and he'll say the words with great intent, and he will say, on condition, if I need such a sin offering, it should be like I brought a sin offering, and if not, it should be Korei B'Torah, that I'm just learning Torah, and there's nothing wrong, obviously, with learning Torah, the topic of the Chatos, even if you're not obligated to bring a Chatos. But he's going to recite it with full intent, and he's going to say, it's on condition. Can you do such a thing? So he brings from the Marshal, Sheyomru B'Loshan Sofek, He could say it. Dahainu yihiratzon she'im avarti. If I violated, then it should count. The Taz himself argues in a very strong way, and by doing so, he's really defining the extent of our Gemara. The Taz writes that there's no way you could recite the words of Chatos with intent that it should be a Chatos and do that on a condition, because Ki'ilu ose mamish maise chatos. Because when you recite the words of chatos with intent, it's as if you brought it. And the chatos is unique, that there is no such thing as a chatos nedova, as a voluntary chatos. You could bring an ola either as an obligation or as a nedova. So therefore, you could bring the carbon ola and you can make a condition. If I'm obligated, it's for my obligation. If not, I'm going through these motions, I'm doing this activity, and it should be considered voluntary. But there is no such thing when it comes from chatos. Vim eino chayev chatos. If he's not obligated in a chatos, but you did it. You created a carbon chatos. And from this Taz, we can really appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Avraham Avinu was. The promise was that it would actually be like a carbon chatos, to the point that you can't even say conditions. It's literally bringing a carbon chatos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.